TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey, Tim, you know what I got for you?
Hugs and kisses?
I got these balls down in my pants.
Oh, where?
Down in my pants.
Right. Oh, where?
Down in my pants.
He's got the balls down in,
down in my pants. Down in my pants for Tim.
Tim like that. I make a proclamation. Yep. I am not going to make fun of Andy one time this episode.
Oh, good luck.
And maybe more than one episode. We'll see.
I make a proclamation. I'm not as good as Noah.
Tim's going to pick up that slack.
No, I'm not going to pick up his slack. I'm just saying I'm not going to be fully committed to the zero. I'm going to try to not be sound as disinterested apparently as I did last episode.
Oh, okay.
That's not possible for you, Tim. You know how people have resting bitch face? You have a disinterested voice.
Tim has a resting, why the fuck are you talking? Everything. Face, voice, stance.
Pigment. Somehow well his done. Skin radiates. Why are you talking?
I was telling my wife this week about how when I was a little
wife.
Kid. Yes, my wife.
Damn it!
When I was littler, I don't know, like seventh grade, I was taking taekwondo. There was a family friend, he and his two sons, who were a bit younger than me, were also taking it from the same class, so we'd often carpool. And sometimes when he wasn't able to attend class because of work, my parents would take his kids. But one day, we were driving there, and I was in the back of their minivan, and one of the kids sitting in the seat set in front of me turns around and starts singing, I was sitting with the Andy, then I shot him with a shotgun, now he's dead, and we're all happy. And his dad got so mad at him, and I thought it was so hilarious. And I realized as I was telling my wife that story, that prefigured my entire relationship with Tim and Noah right there. Like, it doesn't matter what you say about me. If it's funny, I'm going to laugh.
That's a little dark, Andy. That guy in his song.
Yeah, he was like fifth grade or something like that. He was like 10.
Whatever happened to him?
He didn't have
any. Andy killed him in his sleep.
Oh, you kill me? No, I kill you.
I am the one who knocks.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Who are we?
I don't know. People who haven't synced up. That's who we are.
Yep.
Well, let's sync this motherfucker up.
Yeah. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week we talk about ethnicity and gender changes in pop culture and reactions to that, and we also talk about the business model of the internet. And when you hear Noah making this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
I hope you made it through that incredibly long opening cold open. That opening cold open.
Yes.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and are you frigid yet?
Always.
Frigid or turgid?
Oh, well, I was going to say if it was a cold open, but Noah's got that sexy voice.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And when you hear this noise,
you'll know that Noah's butt exploded. Kale, everybody.
There's a link in the
Not
show notes.
Not even once.
There ain't no damn link in the mother show notes when you hear that noise.
Hey, okay, I can come up with some different noises.
Wait, you know what? Yes, yes. That is going to be the noise this week.
All right.
I'm not going to search around for another noise. I'm just use that shit.
All right.
See? I'm helping you, Tim. I broke you down,
You're not
buddy.
Helping nothing.
I'm helping you.
I'm helping myself.
I helped you. Without that, you would have nothing. Without me, Tim, you would have nothing. Oh, no, that's true.
It would be nothing.
Might be worth it. I'm just kidding. All right. We blew our wad before the show started, and so now we're all sitting here in silence staring at each other.
I think Tim, we got some tan laughs.
Can't a comfortable silence just pass easily between friends?
Not.
Do you stare virtually into each other's eyes?
No. Longingly? No. No.
Deeply?
No. Stop
Hauntingly.
It.
Hauntingly.
Already?
I got some Ted Laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Ted Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul before you fall in that black hole. Let's make some jokes about smoking coal. Ted Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus. And you can send your own joke if you please.
Do it.
I got some email from Carnival Cruise Lines. I don't think it's going to be very funny.
All right. Well, read it anyway. No one will notice.
Cruise is starting at $339.
Ooh, that is funny.
Plus, get up to a $50 bar credit.
Oh, my God. My nipples are hard.
If you're interested, ask me how. Write in. I'll tell you. Oh. Meanwhile, Noah's got some tan laughs.
These are from Kiki.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all. Kiki here. It's been too long since last batch of Yo Mama jokes, so I'm here to fix it. Mm-hmm. These are Star Trek and Star Wars jokes. Yo mama, so fat, even the Death Star couldn't blow her up. Hey!
That's no moon. That's your mama, bitch.
Yo mama is so fat, Spock couldn't find a pressure point to perform the Vulcan death grip on her. Oh! Your mama is so ugly. Ooh, shit.
No, I just saw a picture of her and lost all sense of comedy. That's how ugly she is. Your mom's so ugly. Oh shit. I said, God damn.
I don't know how to say this name. W-U-H-E-R. Woo her?
Sure.
All right. Your mom is so ugly. Woo her said, we don't serve your kind here.
Woo-her! I got you all in check.
Wait, is that the name of the bartender from Star Wars? That character has a name?
I guess that character has a name.
But wait, he said that about droids, which are not particularly ugly.
He doesn't serve ugly people or droids.
Yes.
He serves that dude who gets his arm cut off by Obi-Wan is super ugly.
Uh-huh. And what does that say about the mother?
Attractiveness is subjective. This joke is saying this person's mama is uglier than that guy.
I said goddamn. That whole bar is full of ugly things.
I think
Mark Hamill.
Boom!
Oh! He's a weird looking guy now.
I just wanted to pick on somebody, but all right.
I don't know. He's just not weird looking. It's the guy happened to all of us.
You know, his, like, 14 million pack a day habits probably aged his skin a bit. Also, it's been, like, 30 years.
And also, he got into that motorcycle accident that fucked up his face.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't see him enough. And so I always think of young, dashing Mark Hamill from Star Trek. I mean, Star Wars.
Oh, he took the Andy pill.
And
I'm forever making that mistake.
Okay, I got one more, and then I'm going to save the rest for later. Your mama, so stupid, when the Borg had to choose between assimilating her and a tree, they chose the tree. Snap!
Oh. The larger technological and biological. Ooh, fuck that.
I like the idea of the Borg making that noise.
Ooh. All right, Jim, you want to go next?
Sure. These are very old 10 laughs from Tyler.
All right.
Back in September of 2013.
Oh, so you did find someone we didn't use.
Oh, yeah. What do you get when you cross a computer and a ballet dancer?
I don't know.
The Netcracker. Wait. I feel like we may have read this one. What are the four food groups for professional dancers as taught in ballet class?
This is sounding familiar. Hang on.
Diet Coke, cigarettes, coffee, and painkillers?
Yep, I have these marked as used.
God damn it, mother!
Just like Tim's mom.
Hey, now.
Go up to October. There may be Red Riding Hood.
Oh, I'll just keep digging. You come back to me.
Oh, no, we did this one too.
You go get back to me, I said.
Okay. Well, I was going to do mine last because I was going to do one that Jesus included at the end of a listener email and then launch right into the listener email. But
all right.
Shall I do some Jaden jokes then just toss on the Jesus ones as...
Fine, I'll do the goddamn Jaden jokes.
Okay, fine. You do the Jaden jokes.
These tail laps are from goddamn Jaden.
Goddamn it, Jaden.
Jokes!
What are you doing participating?
I like that. All caps with three exclamation points. That's the start of it. Jokes! I thought this was funny. My mother-in-law did not laugh. I changed my password to incorrect, so whenever I forget what it is, the computer will say, your password is incorrect. First she's like, does that work? I'm like, no, it's a joke.
I mean,
granted, I didn't say, hey, mother-in-law, I'm about to tell a joke, so...
God,
she just so she wasn't primed.
So she just thought I was just having a conversation.
She's like, Tim, you're an idiot.
You were there, Noah?
I let you fuck my daughter? Jesus Christ.
You can't stop me. Can't stop, won't stop.
I'm doing it right now.
Where's the best place to hide a body?
I don't know.
Page 2 of Google.
Oh. Man, I rarely do ever go to page 2. Nope. You gotta
rarely
feel sad for like pages like 10 and 9. And like you like showing up for nobody.
That's why I was so glad when we registered Tancast. It was like instantly we were like the third thing down on page 1. Yes. Make up a word. That is the way to get to the top of Google.
I find that when you search for sometimes things that have a tan, something tan cast, like two, like that's two words, like the suntan cast a shadow, which doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It happens a lot. I'm like, really? I didn't put a space in there. Did you think I'm just, you know what he mean? He wants a space.
I feel a little bit bad. There's a company called Trident Foams in the UK that makes a type of foam for aerospace called Tancast.
I bet they Google themselves every so often and be like, wait a minute, what?
Like, what the shit is all this? Why isn't the tan capitalized?
Good time.
Who's the chimp?
All right, let me finish these Jaden jokes. There was this man who walked into a bar and says to the bartender, 10 shots of whiskey. The bartender asks, what's the matter? The man says, I found out my brother is gay and marrying my best friend. The next day, the same man comes in and orders 12 shots of whiskey. The bartender asks, what's wrong this time? The man says, I found out that my son is gay. The next day, the same man comes in the bar and orders 15 shots of whiskey. The bartender asks, doesn't anyone in your family like women? The man looks up and says, apparently my wife does.
Oh.
Who cares if your son is gay? Don't order whiskey, man. Just embrace it.
Tim's going to be like, I need 12 shots of Coke.
I need... Root beer. I need...
I'm celebrating. My son's gay.
That's why I went to this gay bar.
I went to the Blue Oyster.
Hey, that bartender.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, yes, it was. The Blue Oyster Bar. No, wait. Blue Oyster Cult. Yes, Blue Oyster Bar, yeah.
In Police Academy.
Ah.
The running gag of like, and I don't know why, I always loved that joke. Like, I was just like, oh, they're in a gay bar, they don't know it.
I think it's the fact that like everybody just breaks out into a tango. It's like, this place is awesome. Spontaneous tangos just happen.
I don't know. That would be like a good movie to watch to see if it holds up. Because I love those movies growing up, but I don't know if they'd be as good.
Just walk in there. Bartender, I need 12 shots of whiskey. I need to wash the taste of dick into my gay son's mouth.
All right, I'm going to do these last two Yo Mama jokes, and I'll save the rest of these for later.
All right.
Yo Mama's so stupid, she was yelling into the mailbox. We asked her what she was doing, and she said she was sending a voicemail.
Oh.
Yo Mama's so poor, the ducks throw bread at her.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good times.
Quack, quack. How's that,
quack?
Poor lady. Quack, quack.
All righty. And you over there.
All right. So I'm actually going to start off with Jesus's PS, because it's the tan laugh. How many people does it take to ruin Superman?
Zack Snyder.
Close. 3. The asshole director who got the credit, the asshole who wrote the movie, and the asshole who agreed to play the bastard.
I don't blame Henry Cavill.
Yeah, you know, I have a hard time blaming Henry Cavill, too.
Seems like a decent. Oh man, there's a commercial. I know you're in the middle of your tan laugh, but
that's the end of the tan laugh. I just can't get past his abs. But please continue.
How can you get past his abs? They just take up the whole screen. You have to walk
Why
around
would you
him.
Want to?
I just want to touch him. I want to poke him a little. Like, do they move? Are they hard? Like, what does the skin do over them? I just want to know. It's like black people hair. I'm just curious.
Hey, don't just go touch around black people hair, Andy. They don't like it.
I know.
Is it the same thing for white people abs?
I don't know.
They're a little more forgiving about it.
I'll let you know as soon as I have some.
I have some. They're just buried
there,
way under.
Andy.
I just keep mine warm.
It gets a winter
Mine are very
coat.
Insulated.
Yeah.
Mine are very shy. I don't like to touch people. They're tucked in.
Introverted shy. Abs. That's a thing now.
Shy.
There's a preview for this new movie called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. based on the television show, and Henry Cavill is in it. Just in the preview, he's just oozing charisma. I was like, where the fuck was that in Superman? Oh, I know. The director squeezed it out of him.
Yeah.
And directed by Guy Ritchie.
Oh, well, there you go. He's a good director.
Well, I mean, look at the incredible actors and the lack
no?
of... No? Okay, well... No, sorry.
The no was for Noah, not for you. In the middle of your sentence.
No, I realized where we were going with that, and I was just switching topics to it. He had some missteps in the Madonna days, and Rock and Rolla wasn't as great as some of the other ones was. I think the Sherlock Holmes ones were good times, and lots of his other ones are fucking great.
Was Lock, Stock his?
Yes. And Snatch?
Yeah, those were the best, and like I can't remember anything close to being as good since. Oh, you said Sherlock. I mean, they were fun. I guess they were different, though. I kind of really like that kind of... I mean, I don't know how you describe it, but just all these different characters, kind of like heisty, you know, just weird like dialogue, like slang, like I don't know. I just they're really fun movies in a different way than like Sherlock was.
Well, I mean, all Rock right. and Roll. Oh goddamn, Rock and Roll was 7 years ago. Holy shit!
He hasn't done a lot since Sherlock Holmes, which is to say he has not done anything.
No, it's like, you know, every year or two or three, he's putting something out. That's reasonable for a director that's, like, you know, seriously tied to his work.
2009, 2011, 2015. That's 4 years. That's where he goes.
Yeah. I've heard, it's not listed on IMDb, but I've heard that that he's been working on a sequel to Rock and Rolla.
Interesting.
More rocks and more Rolla.
Who would like to see a sequel of Snatch? Sorry.
It might be interesting, but like I don't know where they'd go. Then again, I mean, while you're watching Snatch, you have no idea where they're going, so...
Snatch 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I think what I liked about those two first two movies, especially Snatch, is there's just so many, like, memorable, engaging characters. I think that's what I really like about them.
Well, maybe that'll be from Man from U.N.C.L.E., baby. You don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe.
The preview looked good. Like, I was like, I'm on board. It did not seem like a Guy Ritchie film. I was like, oh, shit, Guy Ritchie directed this? But just from the trailer, I was like, this looks like it'd be entertaining.
I agree. All that to say, I don't blame Henry Cavill. Same way I don't blame George.
I missed him.
Same way I don't blame George Clooney for Batman and Robin, or Ryan Reynolds for Green Lantern, or Brandon Routh for Superman Returns. Ralph.
Yeah.
Ruth.
Yeah, Brandon Routh has been in a bunch of other stuff that's shows off he's really great. And I am super excited about the Deadpool movie.
Oh yeah.
Wait, are they sticking with like? Lame Deadpool from X-Men?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Haven't you seen that, the test footage they ran?
No.
They were using it to like, sell the Marvel execs on, like, let us make a Deadpool movie!
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
It is. Well, it's all CGI, but he's doing the voice.
Oh!
For the test footage. I think that there's actually been some stuff that's been released that's really Ryan Reynolds in the suit.
It's not all CGI. There's live action. I'm like, it's not like it's Pixar or something.
No. Like, I think all of those quote-unquote live action characters, I think those were all actually CGI.
I think you're wrong.
Hmm. Maybe. But it was produced by a company that's known for their CGI work.
Well, what do you got to say to that, Tim?
He's got to say Andy doesn't have any proof. Andy's just talking out his ass.
You know
what?
Right.
Tim's correct.
That's some good CGI.
Do you see that right there? Do you see what I did? I mocked Andy, so neither of you had to. I jumped on the grenade.
Well, this is not loading right now, but I think I might have seen this.
It does say entirely in CGI in the YouTube, and you know YouTube never lies.
Never.
Actually, HD Trailers does put a lot of stuff out. They're probably not going to put bullshit in their video description. They're not some little fly-by-night. So, watch this if you haven't, because it's awesome!
I will, Andy.
All right, good. So, speaking of superheroes, this launches me right back into... Jesus!
Are you going to read his big, long email?
Hell yeah.
All right, go for it.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here!
TenCast! Listener email!
I got a big, long email for you.
You know what's funny? Because he actually mentions Ed Hardy in here. And Ed Hardy to me, like, before I realized that he was also clone of Picard, he was Handsome Bob forever because of Rock and Rolla. I was like, really? They're going to have fucking Handsome Bob play Bane? That seems weird.
Tom Hardy?
Oh, yeah. He is putting Ed Hardy. Yes. Sorry. Tom Hardy.
Isn't Ed Hardy like those shitty shirts?
Yes. I guess he's making a joke and I missed it. Yes. Sorry. I'm just reading straight off of this and yeah, he keeps calling it Ed Hardy all the way through here. I think he's making a joke and I was just too dumb to get it. All right. Anyways, that was spoilers for what's coming up right now. So, superheroes, huh? Hey, guys. So, the internet's in another crisis. Get it? Comics, crisis, DC. Funny. Anyhow, now that Sony and Marvel are working together with Spider-Man, people are up in arms about how Peter Parker should be portrayed. Yes, I said Peter Parker, not Spider-Man. Why? Because as far as the studios are concerned, they're still going to use Peter Parker, only he may not be as white as most people remember. The key word here is Peter Parker. Not Miguel O'Hara, not Miles Morales, but Parker. From what we've seen, sources from the studios are saying that they're looking for a black or Latino Parker. From what I've seen, they haven't come out and said that they want Miles, just an ethnic Parker. To top it off, rumors are circulating that Michelle Rodriguez was going to play Power Ring, a New 52 character given the ring belonging to the Crime Syndicate version of Hal Jordan after he was killed by Sinestro. I'm sure by now you have seen her comments about stealing white people's superheroes, the whole Green Lantern Power Ring thing aside, as they can be anybody or anything. I kind of agree with her. The point being that while there may not be that many minority writers in Hollywood, there are certainly enough to create their own mythology. As someone of Latino heritage myself, I feel there should be some more heroes and villains of color out there. I was pissed when they got... Ed Hardy. Yeah, there it is. I was pissed when they got Ed Hardy, sarcasm, to play Bane. When I saw the movie, my anger subsided as the changes made sense. Then, insert spoiler noise here, they gave Bane's origin to Talia al Ghul. Sorry, I'm going to pause that for just a sec, because that was kind of a long thing, but I just wanted to kind of insert on the Bane thing. I was also pissed that Bane wasn't going to be Latino, because it was like, it was stealing a brown person's villain. And, like, completely rewriting his history. I think Tom Hardy did a decent job as that version of Bane. But, yeah, it was... I get where he's coming from, because I also thought... I'm like, that's some serious whitewash in there. That's, like, not quite John Wayne playing Genghis Khan, but that's... It's in that neighborhood. It can see John Wayne from where it lives. So anyways, back to his email. Bane is one of those characters that can go head-to-head with Batman in both brains and brawn, and he's Latino. Okay, so if you look up his history, he's half Latino, but still, in every other incarnation, he's been presented as Latino, even portrayed by Danny Trejo in Young Justice. The thing is, when Ed Hardy was announced, there he goes again, there wasn't that much outrage, and yet when the Human Torch is changed, people everywhere freaked. See, here's where the dilemma lies. When a character is changed from a minority to a white character, you hear hardly any lashback. Backlash. But when the inverse happens, the whole world goes to pot. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind if the new Spidey was a minority. Sorry, don't get me wrong, would I mind if the new Spidey was a minority? No. I'll just come out and say... Miles Morales, not Peter Parker. Of course, there are some people that would complain that they're tired of seeing Parker, but I don't think the studio would make that drastic a change when the whole world knows that the mainstream Spider-Man is Parker? Am I angry that the Storm siblings come from a mixed family? Not really, because unlike Bane and Miles, their heritage isn't important. If it was a character like Daredevil, who's Irish, then yeah, I'd get upset if they changed his heritage. But what do you guys think? Should Parker be changed, or should they just use Miles Morales? Are there any characters that you would be upset if they changed too drastically? Thanks for humoring me by reading this, and thanks for the show. So it was a bit of a long walk, but it's really kind of right up our alley, because that's exactly the kind of shit we like to talk about.
Racism in comic books?
Yep, racism in comic books.
I mean, I think, you know, as most people, it can be kind of hard, like, when you grow up with one thing, and not even just because it's race, like, that they change it to something else. Like, mm-hmm. you know, me and Tim were looking at Aquaman's costume for the new movie, and I was like, I don't like it. Like, they just changed it too much. And, I mean, I think, like, any character that you're kind of used to, like, race doesn't really matter to me, but it's kind of like you're used to this kind of version, even though maybe people will draw them differently, it's usually kind of like within the same wheelhouse. So I don't know.
Didn't I say in a couple of episodes ago that I thought the Aquaman costume looked like he should be declaring himself to be Spartacus or something?
Maybe. It just looks it just looks ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I'm not into it. I mean, it might be good. Who knows? You know, maybe I'm getting old.
Yeah, and there's always the thing, especially when, you know, it comes to costumes and looks, the stuff that works in comics with the bright colors and the sharp lines and all the rest of that stuff. And, you know, this is very true. I could see what religion you were by how tight your pants are.
Classic.
That doesn't necessarily, you know, work on actual moving human bodies. I was just saying, I get you. And then I was.
Although I did find a picture of Aquaman that kind of looks. I forgot about this stage of his development. I don't know. Like, his look kind of looked similar to that back when he had a hook hand, right around the time it was Marvel versus DC and that huge crossover thing.
Oh, yeah, where he's just like, we're the one. Yep, there it is. Like the one arm worth of plate mail.
Yeah, and that's kind of what he's going. That's kind of what he's. I mean, he's not all tatted up like he just came from a, like, underwater biker bar.
Yeah.
The Blue Oyster.
How would tattoos even work underwater?
How does Zack Snyder work underwater?
Well,
I don't know. Let's find out by pushing him there.
Wait, no, you get an octopus, you make them ink, then you get a stingray and dip his little stinger in the ink, and then you just tat yourself.
No, it's water. You can't dip anything in anything.
No, you just dip it.
Liquids float away.
You just dip it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know, the third time you say you just dip it, it makes total sense to me.
You put it in a jar and you dip it.
Oh, okay.
You get it
out?
You
got to.
I think, Noah, you've been watching a lot of SpongeBob.
You soak it up with a sponge.
Oh, do you do this at the beach underwater? You know where the tide comes in? Underwater?
Yeah.
Is that a period euphemism?
No, that's another SpongeBob reference.
Oh.
Because in SpongeBob, they go to the beach. I'm like, none of this makes sense. Then they make a little fire next to the beach. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Shh. It's a cartoon about a sponge wearing underwear.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm more okay, I think, with how Aquaman looks with all the tats and the, you know, the one arm stuff and all that. I'm more okay with that than I am with the fat bat symbol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like.
That's at least also from the comics.
I don't know what it is about it. Like, again, it's one of those, like, in real life. Like, that thing looks like, okay, you know, people made jokes about Ben Affleck, like, you know, getting a little chunky occasionally and, like, needing to work out some more or whatever. That bat looks like, that bat's fatter than Ben Affleck in Mallrats, I guess is what I'm saying.
All right, well, that ran into the ground. Back to Noah's point. Whenever...
Well, okay, go to...
Sorry.
Well, like, whenever people change, like, how... Whenever people change something, people get upset about it, regardless of its race, or when they announced the female Ghostbusters reboot, you would have thought people were fisting 12-year-olds, like how angry people were online.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I just feel like Bill Murray is the reason Ghostbusters was good, so I'm skeptical. So it wouldn't have mattered if it was, you know, like I thought it was originally going to be like Jack Black and... Ben Stiller and like all them, and I'm exactly as excited as I would have been for that as I am for the female reboot, which is to say, meh.
Yeah, it's not that women can't be funny. It's that reboots are remakes are often not done well. Like, they try to either stick way too strictly to the original source material, but, like, they keep all the wrong parts, or they, like, they just go way too so far off on a tangent. It's like, this isn't even that.
Right.
Well, so the other thing I think is people do want to, like, get up in arms when things change, but then they just, like, oh, all right, that's fine. Like, I mean, for the most part. Like, you know, they're like, oh, this sucks, but then, you know, if it's good enough. Like, I don't know if I would get that upset, like, if they changed anyone's, like, race, if it was just, like, they got someone good and they made a good movie. It's like, oh, that was good. Like, that, I guess that's more important than, you know, what skin color the person is that's playing whatever character.
Yeah, and I think I have a pretty good counterpoint to this. What color is Nick Fury in the comics?
Black.
Ah, in the Ultimates. In the Ultimates, yes, you're correct.
Nice try.
No, that's exactly what I was going for. Is it depends on which comic you read, because the comics themselves, there's multiple different versions. There's, you know, there's Elseworlds, and there's, I mean, shit, how many in the Infinite Crisis in DC was specifically to get them down to, you know, like 12 alternate realities, just to cut down the number of alternate Supermans that they had. Supermans? I don't know how to pluralize that one.
Now, do you think it matters that Nick Fury was not like a huge character? Like, I mean, you know, people know who he was, but I don't know if he's like as big as like Superman or Batman or Green Lantern.
Right.
I
mean, like, before the movie, if they'd made Star Lord, you know, Asian or something, oh, that would have been awesome. Anyway, like. it would have been cool if it was the guy who played Cho on The Mentalist.
Oh, God. The racism bounced around my brain, but I managed to swallow it.
Were you going to say Stahl Roared?
I was going to say, I think the R to L might have been a little bit tricky for that one, but yeah, same joke.
What's my son doing?
Just coughing to death. It's okay.
He's exploding in the hallway. He's like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh.
He's playing Pyrotechnic Man.
I hear that.
He wants to be Jubilee. Tell him that he can't take the lady parts. I mean, he can.
You can take them lady parts.
Yeah.
You just want to be on an episode of Criminal Minds.
I just mean, don't take any role away from women actors.
Ah.
Yeah, so like the Psycho reboot. Or the Psycho, not reboot, remake.
Right.
That was so slavishly devoted to the original. I mean, shot for shot remake is... It's like, you may as well just colorize the original. What the fuck are you doing? You're just having other people say exactly the same lines in hopefully the same way at the same speed because, again, shot-for-shot remake. You know, there was no new voice. There was no new take on it. You know, it didn't add anything to the original because it didn't do anything original in and of itself. But then, like RoboCop, it's like they kept the fact that it's a robot cop, and they kind of changed it to sort of a, you know, what's the measure of a man and what's acceptable in terms of, you know, controlling humans. But it was like so ham-fisted that like the commentary just completely missed. It's like evil billionaire bad guy decides to build a robot cop as a step towards being able to sell his robot drones as police officers in the U.S. Just very, very straightforward story. And then the cop gets pissed off and somewhat miraculously, and somebody even in the middle of the story says something like, something was interfering with the computer, but it wasn't anything that behaves according to chemistry or even physics. Oh, what was it? His soul? Like, fucking A.
Whew. All right. We've seen Andy has some problems with
the... I've watched bits and pieces of that movie. I am not enamored with the guy who they pick to be RoboCop.
Yeah, he seems like he's trying to be a little too, and I'm going to use a white person term here, urban.
Well, so it's interesting because he is on the show The Killing, which is ended now. And on that show, I think you could describe him as kind of urban.
Okay.
Yeah. Carl Urban?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Keith Urban?
Yes,
yep,
or Keith Urban.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Keep going, Tim. Keep going.
I'm out of people whose last name is Urban.
Pretty thin man. Carl Urban, Keith Urban. I'm out. I'm out of Urbans.
So I'm thinking of other like minor changes that made people super upset, but then people forgot about it once they happened. People were super upset that they cast Hugh Jackman as Wolverine because A, not Canadian.
Yeah.
B, not short.
Yeah.
But once those movies came out, people were like, "Fucking, he's awesome."
I mean, he was unknown before those movies.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I feel sorry for the next person who has to play Wolverine when they inevitably won't let that franchise die.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's just let's recycle Henry Cavill. He's got the abs. He's got the charisma.
Although Hugh Jackman had this weird wormy vein in his bicep, and it just grossed me out. I was like, put a shirt on, dude. That vein is freaking me out, dude.
Yeah, one reason that the vein stuck out even more was to get his skin tighter to like really make the muscles pop. He did the thing that the bodybuilders do, where he dehydrated himself. So that really makes that makes skin look wrong if you look.
Maybe that's what it was. Just something. Yeah. I was like, oh, that arm, oh, that vein is just gonna burst at some point. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, any veins close to the skin, I feel like I'm like that. Just it seems like somebody could just come at you with a pencil, be like, boop, you're dead.
How about thee?
So how do you feel about, like, for example, the woman who they have playing Wonder Woman, who does not look like an Amazonian, like, queen, and looks like this little, like, looks very petite from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, like, I mean, that falls under my entire fuck Zack Snyder thing, so it's kind of hard for me to differentiate. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not impressed with her, but I hate to judge a book by its cover. Maybe action-wise she's awesome, but just whatever.
I feel that kind of goes against, like, although I will say, like, especially in, like, the cartoons, like, I think they always drew Wonder Woman as this kind of, like, waify thing.
True.
Well, definitely the Superman more artistic series. I don't know about in Justice League. She might have been more Amazonian-like. Yeah.
There's that one gal who's like either an MMA fighter or just the kickbox. I can't remember what her name is. She was in a...
Yes, she was in... Oh, shoot.
Haywire.
Yes, that's
yes.
it.
Yes. She was like Henry Cavill's real-life girlfriend for a while. I was like, she seems like she would make a good Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Like, she looks like she could kick your ass. And probably because she can.
Well, yeah, she is an MMA fighter. Gina Carano.
That's
just
her.
Looked it up. Yes.
So I was expecting something in that mold, and they're like, here's fucking page 3 on Cosmo. I'm like, oh, great. Also, another huge change that people were super upset about that turned out everybody liked. When Daniel Craig was cast as James Bond, people were super upset that he was blonde.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh! People were so upset.
Speaking of Gina Carano, she's going to be in the Deadpool movie.
So is my dick.
Yes.
Your dick is not going to be the Deadpool movie.
It
although,
is.
I would be
playing
impressed if it was. Just all of a sudden, like, boop, wait, was that fucking Tim's dick?
It's playing the villain, the Purple Hood.
Oh. Terrible.
Sorry.
That's what I'm gonna title this episode, The Purple Hood.
Well done. So whether they do Miles Morales or Peter Parker, I think if they are going to go for a quote unquote ethnic Spider-Man, they gotta go with Donald Glover.
Do they really? Yeah.
No, I thought they wanted to be, like, fresh out of high school. They need to do somebody younger.
Yeah, I know that they want somebody younger, and dude's, like, already 30, but he looks young-ish. He's slight build. And I don't know if... I'm sure you guys have heard it, but dude has been saying he wants to play Spider-Man, like, forever. He is, like, way into Spider-Man, like, knows all the freaking everything about Spider-Man.
I don't know if he has the charisma, though. Like, I enjoyed him on Community.
Yeah.
But that was a different role than, like, I don't know. I mean, he might do a good job. I'm just not sold that he would be a great Spider-Man.
Have you seen any of his comedy? He seems to do okay with, you know, the snappy delivery. Sorry, I'm saying okay as, like, that's underselling it. Like, he seems to do well with snappy delivery.
I've seen his comedy. I don't know. I'm not completely sold.
Okay.
Although I will say, I did not think much of the guy who's playing the current Spider-Man, and I was watching a little bit, not much, to be fair, of the, I think the second one. I'm like, this is actually kind of good and funny.
So yeah, I saw a little chunk of the first one where Peter Parker is meeting Gwen Stacy's parents for dinner, well, family for dinner, but, like, specifically he's, did I ever talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
Peter Parker and Dennis Leary are getting to an argument because Dennis Leary is a cop,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking to one of his Dennis Leary's character's kids asks if he's caught Spider-Man yet, and then Peter Parker's like, "Wait, why do you want to catch him?" And then they get into an argument like where the police like you get the police point of view, and then Spider-Man's point of view, and they're having an argument. But you know, you don't really realize he doesn't really realize he's having an argument with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It was interesting. I'm like, if I had known this was kind of the things they were tackling, as opposed to the Tobey Maguire movie, like this is what they should have sold it on. Not like, hey, he turns into Spider-Man again. Like we've seen that. I don't care. I'm not watching this.
So you just like the kind of different viewpoints of like...
Yeah, and I like the way they couched it. I like the way they made it happen. And I like the way it at least resolved itself in that scene. It was interesting. You can find it online. Or, I mean, you can find it on YouTube, that particular scene. Like, Parker, Stacy, dinner.
I'm going to watch the whole thing now.
Yeah, I think I might. now that Andrew Garfield's been shit-canned, I'm going to check him out.
I'm telling you, the second movie is kind of a waste. It has its moments, but there's a lot of it that's just sort of...
My shit is kind of a waste.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yep, I know. except I keep it. I keep all I can.
Random kicking his feet thing.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
When my son flushes his toilet, flushes the toilet, he says, "Goodbye, poop. See you in the morning."
Does he think the poop just comes back to his stomach?
At worst, he says, "Goodbye, poop. See you at Gma's house." I'm like, "Why is the poop going to Grandma's house?"
Did you ask him his logic?
Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't take follow up questions." He's like, "No further questions.
No questions.
Overheard statement. Goodbye, poop. See you in the morning. That's it."
Kids are hilarious.
He's gonna be like that that Seattle running back guy. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yes.
So the link I sent to you guys, it's just so that Tim can put it the sound. But you can actually ignore this post. Some chucklehead on a website called moviepilot.com posted, "Who should play Miles Morales, a.k.a. Spider-Man?" They're talking about how the whole taking Andrew Garfield out and the people that they think that they should put in for Miles Morales. They had Donald Glover right up at the top. Then they went on to some guy named Corbin Blue, who I guess is a dancer. Then Rashawn Fagan, I guess, who's also a dancer. Then they get to Taylor Lautner.
Oh, my God.
No. However, the person that they save for last that they say... in my opinion, the actor that could be perfect for the role is Jaden Smith.
Oh no! I was scrolling ahead of Andy. That's why.
I heard you get there. I heard the recoil in your voice.
Yeah, my first reaction was to Taylor Lautner. Like, nah. And yeah, then I was like, oh wait, maybe Taylor Lautner would be great.
Yeah.
They should get me to play Spider-Man.
And the opening sentence is, "He knows a little martial arts because of the Karate Kid movie." Well, sign him up.
Yep.
Shit. Yeah, I think what they should do is just keep Peter Parker white and then save it for down the line, introducing Matt Morales. Not Matt Morales. What is that his name?
Miles.
Miles. Matt Morales is a comedian from San Francisco. He's very funny.
You know who should play Miles Morales? Matt Morales. I'm calling it right now.
He's way older than teenager.
Oh, they should have the alpaca play Spider-Man.
The alpaca?
Taylor Lautner. someone posted like a picture of him next to an alpaca. And I'm like, they do look markedly similar. I would say look-wise, Jaden Smith, I feel like, does look like him. I don't know his acting abilities. I think maybe he was in that movie Pursuit of Happiness.
Also in After Earth.
I never saw After Earth, though.
No one did.
Yeah, the people who did told the rest of us not to.
Yep. We knew them. We knew it from their tombstones.
They died?
Here lies Janice Gregg. She made the mistake of watching After Earth.
Janice Gregg, huh? Where'd you pull that name from?
Straight from my butt.
All right. So, yeah, I think they should keep Peter Parker white and introduce Miles Morales later on because they're going to keep this franchise going for a long time. So when that actor gets too old, he should turn it over to Miles Morales.
Yep, or kill him.
Kill Miles Morales?
No, kill Peter Parker.
No, don't kill Peter Parker.
Isn't that how Miles Morales took over? Or was that a different one?
I don't know. A lot of links happening in the show notes.
Yes,
some of them for the same thing.
It's the same one. Use Noah's. It has fewer ads. It's just the Taylor Lautner looks like an alpaca.
Oh, you
like
posted that already?
The link in front of yours is Andy posting that same thing.
Use Noah's.
All right. Yeah, Cheeseburger does have a lot of ads on it.
It does now.
Lord.
You know, so Jeff, our friend Jeff, was giving me crap because I use ad blocker. He's like, you should support your website. So I was like, all right, let me try like perusing websites without ad blocker. It fucking sucks. Like,
yep.
And sometimes it makes your browser crash. Sometimes I'm like, what is even the content anymore? Like, I just see ads everywhere. Like, and then I'm like, yeah, that's why I block some fucking ads. They're shitty.
I don't block ads. You're welcome, websites.
Do you know how?
No.
That's a more important question. I think I did unblock some for the ones I use the most. Like, some are not so bad. But just a lot of websites are just like, fuck. And I really hate the ads now that look like they're content.
Yes.
Like, oh, you may want to read this story. I'm like, this is not your website. This is some other website where it's just going to make me click like a million times. Like,
I hate I can't remember what the... I know when I see it on Facebook, I'm like, nope, not clicking on those. Is it addicting info? No. It's one of those, like, it'd be like, here's a list of things that sound interesting. Oh, really? Click. And then it's like, not only is it like each page has its own, like, you know, each number of the countdown has its own thing. Each one, you have to click multiple times just to read through the first one. Like, here's a picture of it. Here's the brief. Here's the opening sentence. Here's the second sentence. Here's the third sentence. Now we're on to list item number two. I was like, forget it forever. I don't care.
Yeah. If you like, especially if it's like five items, I'll click. But like when it's like 20 things and you have, I'm like, nah, I wasn't that interested in your list. I'm like, that's okay. Here's something interesting.
Yeah. How to get 60 ad views out of every single fucking sucker.
There's a website called, there's a podcast called Reply All, and it's about the internet and the culture surrounding it. And it's pretty good. They had one about the guy who thought of like pop-up ads, and they came up with this premise that if he didn't do this, that we would just pay for everything, like going to different websites. Do you think that would be like a better business model? Like, I pay a few dollars to get access to this website, and maybe you don't sell my data, and maybe you don't give me a bunch of ads. Like
they'll still sell your data. The fact that they're making money doesn't mean they wouldn't also make more money.
Noah?
Yes?
Noah, go to a newsstand.
Corporate America.
Grab any magazine, open it to a random page. A magazine that you're going to have to pay for, open it to a random page. I guarantee you're going to open it to an ad, because they're like 70% ads now.
Well, the magazine industry is dying. That's why they're 70% ads.
they were 70% ads before the rise of the internet.
The rise of the internet.
All right, fair enough point. Fair enough point.
Also, they know if they have to charge for it, people are... I'm certainly not going to click on five things that you never knew about, you know, Hal Jordan if I have to pay for it. I'm like, fucking five things I don't give a shit about.
Would you pay for, like, a social networking service that didn't sell your information and didn't try to sell you ads? Like, if that was their agreement, like, we're not going to sell your information, we're not going to hit you with ads, but you have to pay, I don't know, $20 a month or $10 a month.
Fuck that. I'd rather have ads.
All right. And you'd rather them use their information to sell it to the companies?
It's tricky because it's like there's a lot of trust there. And also, like, so there's a whole service, like, you know, let's say Google says, hey, you can spend, you know, $20 a month, and any site that uses Google ads will no longer show ads. We'll just, you know, we'll pay a fraction. We'll still pay the people for your visits. So you'll actually be supporting the sites that you visit. But you know, like, we won't actually put ads up in front of you, and everyone will get some revenue from it. My level of trust drops, though, because what stops somebody from putting Google ads up then, and then also Yahoo ads, and just having their website where, you know, if the Google ads don't display, the Yahoo ads pop up.
You're going to someone else's website, not Google's website.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, the majority of the ads on the internet now are provided, sold, whatever, by large ad services.
Right, but I'm saying one specific website you go to, you pay for it, so they have complete control over what's on the website.
Yeah. Oh, that model exists. Yeah, there are some websites that do that. I don't subscribe to any of them, at least
well,
yet.
Well, there's how well that works.
No, but plenty of people who are not the cheap bastards that I am do. There are plenty of people that you see. So Ars Technica is one that does it.
Like you can use it free, or you can pay for it and get like a different type of experience.
Yeah. So if you pay for it, the ads go away. There's like some additional
like
features.
Apps.
Yeah, kind of.
Like you can buy the free version, or you can sit through the ads.
Yep.
I'm fine with that idea.
I mean, it just seems like maybe we would be going that direction, because like it's just the more we find out about like, oh, this company knows this about you and this knows this about you, and then they're releasing. Although I guess even if you pay for it, it doesn't necessarily stop the government from kind of going behind your back and getting the information.
Although I'm not really sure what you know, like I assume Facebook is the main one you're worried about or you're referring
Google,
to.
Google, Facebook, I mean Amazon, like
Twitter.
Yeah, like some of the yeah well like okay like Facebook and Twitter, like what maybe I'm just more cautious about what I share with people, but like I'm not giving them anything I want out in the internetosphere. Like they don't have my home address, they don't have my any of my credit card numbers, they don't have my phone number. Like I see people put their phone number like on their page. Like here's how to contact me by phone. I'm like, why would you let me do that?
Well, so it's not so much what you're specifically revealing, it's like your overall of what you're revealing, and they can figure out a lot about you based on these little pieces of information.
Yeah, Tim, if you're logged into Facebook and you go to another website and that website has that little Facebook like button, Facebook knows you're at that website. So if you suddenly start like, you know, researching cancer stuff, Facebook, and you're logged into Facebook, Facebook knows that you have gone to a cancer page, because that cancer page, whether or not you hit the like button or not, Facebook knows you were there because the like button came up in their little iframe with and connected to your cookie.
Well, then Facebook has a very skewed idea of my identity, because I go to a lot of wacky websites for those crack Photoshop contests.
So, I mean, I think, you know, and I don't worry about this maybe as much as I should, but I think the bigger implication is, like, people wonder, like, what are we going to – what – not necessarily what's happening now, but also what's going to happen down the road. Like, you know, will my insurance premium go up because I'm researching stuff about cancer or whatever it may be, or they can – you know, they can somehow connect to my Fitbit, or their Fitbit some information. They can see like, oh, you haven't been walking as much as you should have been. Like, there's that type of, you know, stuff that people are worried about.
Yeah, privacy is a legitimate concern. I mean, people thought I was being like a little bit too cautious with a bunch of stuff, and then all the Snowden shit came out, and I was like, see, like you're not paranoid if they actually are watching you.
I mean, my friend won't even go through the full-body scanner. Like, he will do the pat-down every time.
I'll go through the full-body scanner. Have a look at my dick.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel. Because I'm like, who cares if people are looking at my dick, like, snickering
well,
or whatever.
Well, of course
like,
you say that.
Oh, it's always cold in Atlanta. I know exactly how shriveled my little thing is. Like, I can see it in my mind's eye when I'm going through there. Oh,
I'm just saying that Noah's like, gather around, everyone. This is why they invented this technology. Noah's here.
Gather around, but not too close.
Whereas I get in there and I just wait for the little thing to swing by and I go, look at my dick!
You don't do that.
I do. I'm going to next time. I'll be under my breath a little bit, but I know I'll say it. What'd you say, huh? Did you say jihad? No, I said look at my dick.
Yeah, I heard jihad. Get in this room.
Oh, dear.
I did once mutter, enjoy my dick pic on my way out of the scanner. But it got me a second look from one of the TSA people. I was like, oh, no, bad idea. Never again.
Why do you want to smart off? Like, what? There's no benefit for you.
Like, it wasn't like angry. It was like, just like Leo doesn't give a shit. Kind of just bouncing my step, you know, whistling
just
a tune.
Just and walk through the thing.
Just enjoy that
your plane. Don't have fun with the TSA.
Yeah.
What? They're fun-loving folk. Do we want to bring this in for a landing?
Fun-loving criminals?
Let's bring in landing.
I think that's a good idea.
I didn't mean, like, close the whole show. I just meant, you know.
Done.
Yep.
Crash landing.
Harrison Forded it.
Denzel Washington.
It. Fly? Yes.
Oh, shit.
Land? No. I made that into a meme. Hours after the crash.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I totally forgot about that.
What did you think I meant when I said Harrison Forded it?
I don't know, some movie he did. He never crashed a plane in that movie?
That movie's title, Real Life.
He was on a plane that crashed in Temple of Doom. He didn't really crash it, though. He did sort of crash a plane in Last Crusade. He didn't break his pelvis, though. That sounds like it would have hurt.
Oh. Ay, caramba.
I don't want to break my pelvis.
Oh, God. How do you shit?
Very carefully.
Well, he's old enough. He's just eating pre-digested protein anyway, so that's just oozing right out.
He's just having Carrie Fisher baby bird him.
Oh, no.
I'm going to Austin on the 16th, so yeah. If anyone has any suggestions of stuff I should check out, any listeners, let me know. What's so funny, Tim?
Just going to Austin?
I'm going to South by Southwest. Random transition.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right, South by Southwest. Are you going to see Benson? Doug Benson's usually there. Are you going to see a show?
I think you need a badge, but I should tweet at him and find out.
Oh, you're not going to get a badge?
They're like $700.
I was going to say, yeah.
Sweet, hairy zombie Jesus.
Like, that's the cheap one.
What?
Like, it goes up to like $1,000+.
What?
But there is all this other stuff that happens around the same time that's free or cheap. So that's the stuff I'm going for. And I signed up for the service. You pay it $20, and they will RSVP you to every party that's happening. Every free party, there's like, boom. So I get like emails like every day, like, you're RSVP for this party. Like, my calendar's ridiculous. So I'm like, what am I going to go do? I don't know. I have to figure it out.
No one's going to miss everything just trying to decide what to go to.
I know. I'm just sitting there. What? And then it's like, it's midnight. Fuck, I missed it all again.
Yep.
He's got spreadsheets. Weighing pros and cons.
I'm excited. I told someone I'm gonna eat barbecue, listen to music, and drink.
In that order?
I may switch around. And I'm gonna go see the bats that fly underneath the bridge.
Oh yeah.
And are you gonna tell those bats, look at my dick?
No. So we won't be recording that weekend after the 16th, whatever that is.
Oh, the 21st?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do a little dispatch or something.
A little dispatch?
This is Noah.
This is Noah. South by Southwest.
Yeah.
I'm here with, what's your name? Steve. We met. How's it going, Steve?
Breaker 1-9er. This is Big Dick McGee.
Come
sliding on in
I-20. And yeah, that's all news I got.
That's my birthday weekend. Well, it's the weekend before my birthday weekend.
Yes, oh, okay. It is.
Fuck, well, okay, there's a lot of stuff going on.
The Monday is my birthday, the 23rd. So the weekend you're out. The next weekend, the next Monday, the next day is my birthday.
Oh, wait, so I'll be back for your birthday.
You'll be back, but you said the 21st, the 22nd, we won't be recording?
Yeah, I'll be back the 23rd?
That's my birthday.
I think I'm coming back the 23rd.
You come back on a Monday?
His birthday. His birthday.
Yeah, I don't know why I came back on a Monday. I just decided, why not?
Live it up.
Oh, I think that was the last day of South by Southwest. So I was like, I'll stay to the end. Or maybe I give myself an extra day to try to see some stuff, because I know it's going to be a shit show.
So, but next weekend we are still recording. Is that what you're telling me?
We'll talk about it offline.
All right. Hey, folks. This may be it for a while. Soak it up.
Yep.
You and Andy can do shit.
We'll talk about that offline.
Is Andy quitting the show?
Is Noah quitting the show?
No.
Oh. Why'd you go there?
Remember, never trust Quumps to not break up with you via text message.
Oh, Quumps be quumping. Quumps
Quump
ain't nothing.
That Quump.
One Quump, many faces. Fuck that Quump. You're doing it like a Latino Spider-Man. A Latino Peter Parker.
Yes. This week I hate when it's almost 80 degrees on Wednesday and then you wake up to snow on Friday. What the actual fuck, Mother Nature?
All right.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, @Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, if he's not wearing red underwear on the outside, it's not fucking Superman. Tancast. Suck on that, Mother Nature.
Yeah. Suck it told you.
Like a lozenge.
Suck it hard.
Lozenge that numbs your mouth. Oh, I hated those things.
Lozenge?
Lozenge.
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 Lozenge. Lozenge.
You did it! USA! USA! USA!
Lozenge.
Now you're starting to sound like Wally.
Lozenge.
Lozenge.
Wally.
Throat hurts. So wait, what do you got against lozenges?
Oh, the ones that numb your mouth or your throat. Never hated those things. Like if you have a sore throat, I just didn't like the way it felt.
Sucrets, those were awful.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't taste anything for hours.
That's exactly. Where, like the stuff that's like the spray, because you get your tongue like way out of the way and just like squirt it right to the back of your throat.
Oh, that always made me gag. I was like, okay, I'm gonna.
Really, that makes you gag, but not the other stuff.
Not all the dick shooting down your throat.
Oh, is that what we're going for?
That's what we're going for. Come on, Tim. Come on. You know us, buddy.
But those are meaty and delicious.
They are.
You ever put barbecue sauce on them?
On a penis?
That would be unsafe around me. I love barbecue sauce.
Would you eat it to the bone?
Yes.
Eat it to the boner.
Oh, man.
I'm old.
You're the youngest one of us.
I know.
What does that say?
Dude, can you smell it?
What the rock is cooking?
No, 38.
Oh, yeah. What's it like, Noah?
Awesome.
Well, yeah, when you're fucking Noah.
Life is good.
So it's like, I got money, I got no commitments, I got hobbies, I got friends, I got easy access to booze and all the fun that one can have in the city, and I think my dick's getting bigger.
I bet you my dick, and it's like an inch bigger. That's so weird. I think having kids cuts like an inch, at least an inch off your dick.
Well, because they sneak into your room and slice it off in the middle of the night.
Bit by bit. Slowly.
They just whittle it like an old dude on a porch in the South. So
just whistling. Whittling. Yes. Tim, can you name this episode Dick Whittling?
Nope.